Well. It is Saturday morning, 10:26, and I know you guys are probably wondering, where has she been? Well, right now I've been on a podcast. You gotta give your crowd a break. Come back, redefine, more refreshed, more thoughts and subjects to talk about. You never want to go throughout your podcast and be repetitive or seem like you're talking about the same things over and over again. So you gotta give your cast a break. I do love a fact that you guys still stay in support of me, despite sometimes I'm not on and I am on, but it's a part of life. Like I said before, I do have a full-time job that I do, besides being a full-time mother and a wife. So sometimes life gets busy and I just don't have time to come on here. Now, does that benefit you guys? No. Does that benefit people who really need me out there? No. But even though my voice is not on the cast, don't always think or stop and think, she's here for us. She's thinking about us. The last 2 weeks almost now that I haven't podcasted, I really have been thinking, like, I know these guys need me. I know they need me to tell them to get home and get rest and take care of themselves. I know that you guys need me, so I'm always thinking about you. I'm always thinking about you. Life at work has become so demanding that I don't even have time to podcast before I get to work or after I get off work, because life has become so demanding. Learning a lot of new things in my position and stuff like that takes a lot of me right now. It's no excuse, because it's just part of life. But anyways, let's skip all that. It's a rainy Saturday. And I'm just chilling downstairs, just relaxing. And the house is so quiet. The kids are still sleeping, and the dog is still sleeping, and my husband's working. The house is really super quiet. Well, guys, I guess what I'm trying to say is I had a lot on my mind this morning. I just had to come on here and grace you guys with my presence and voice. I know sometimes when we go through life changes and things, we forget. One thing I think about all the time is that my parents, you know, my mom is 66 and my dad is 70. And I think about, you know, I mean, being, you know, 43 years in the game, I think about all the time, like, I didn't have the best dynamics growing up with my parents. I didn't have both of them raising me. I kind of did my own thing to raise myself. Now, like I always tell you guys, I never will bash my parents or bash anything, because at the end of the day, they're still your parents. I know some of you are probably like, screw that. My parents are rude to me. They're abusive. They're mean, verbally, physically, emotionally. Yes. But holding on to those things only make you bitter. No one says you have to forgive them and go spend the rest of your life with them. Because I know for some of you that's hard to do. It's hard for me to do. But forgiving them enough so you can live, breathe, move, that's what's important. In the process of being hurt, you gotta remember one thing. You still have to live. I realized something over the years, that when I sit back and I thought about how someone hurt me or did me, it didn't allow me to grow. It didn't allow me to accomplish anything. It didn't allow me to sit back and really see the bigger picture. And that was me missing out on life. Me missing out on potential. And being exactly what I knew I had the capabilities of being. You see, when we spend all that time thinking about how somebody treated us, we lose time at what we need to do for ourselves. That time you can't get back. So all you can do is live in the present and push forward and try to accomplish some of those goals that you didn't accomplish. I sit back and look about all the years that I took fighting this battle, this mental battle of what I went through. But it wasn't even my battle to fight. The pain was my battle to fight from the situations at hand, but the overall effect of me being verbally, physically, mentally abused, that wasn't my battle to fight. You see what I'm trying to say? You guys are probably like, what is Cecilia talking about? Well, what I'm talking about is you fighting the battle of giving up what someone has caused. Does that make sense? I'll say that again. I'm talking about fighting the battle of giving up what someone else has caused. I used to think that all the time what someone did to me was my fault or my causation, or I had to do something. Did I say something? Scratch my head as I say this, because what did I do? And I know a lot of you think that no matter how tough you are. But at the end of the day, I was only fighting the battle of what someone else caused. That wasn't my battle to fight. It's the abuser's battle to fight. It's their battle to fight, not yours. The only thing that you need to do is learn to let go. You don't have to accept what hurts. That's what makes me mad about people sometimes. And I say this context on context. You know, there's no how it sincerely is. I say what I want, when I want, however I want. It's my podcast, my journey, my life, my dream, my diary. It's me. Never here, never there, never anywhere. I'm going to say what I want. So when I make this statement, it's just the truth. I hate when people say, just accept it. You don't have to accept anything. If accepting something makes you swallow so hard, then your throat is dry. Your body doesn't want to accept it. So why keep fighting to accept something that hurts and your throat is dry from it? You don't have to accept anything. But what you can do is get up every day doing exactly what you want to do, should have done, could have done, and live your life. See, we can't go back and change how people treated us, talked to us, abused us, done us. We can't get any of that. We can't go back and change any of that. But the present moment, you can change. You see, I don't know if you guys heard through my few podcasts, I have been struggling with, you know, my kids growing up and them not needing me so much. So I literally have to had time to sit back and think about, what am I going to do now? Now that I don't want to fight the battle any longer of what someone else done. What's someone else's cause? My kids are raised. They don't need me as much as they did. Just every now and then. So I sit back and say, what can I do to help me? See, we go through life, and it's God-given that we bear children to the world, that, you know, we father children. And it's God's gift for us to be there for our children until they're grown. But one thing's for certain. When that part of your job is not done, because we're never done raising them, we're always going to do something to help them. But them needing you so much is gone. What is there for you to do? Making yourself become a person that you know you should have been is important. Letting go of what hurt you isn't easy. Accepting You don't have to. But what you can do is sit back and say, how am I going to recreate my life? It's never too late to recreate your life. Always know that. Never too late to recreate your life. You can make this life now become exactly what you want it to be, need it to be. This is at the point in your life. And as I say this, I'm wiping out that foggy mirror after a shower. Wipe that mirror off and look at that person in that mirror and say, I can make this life exactly what I need it to be. And can't no one take that from me. That's just it. That's the part that we need to focus on. We no longer need to focus on the hurt where someone else has caused us. We need to focus on what we want and need our life to be right now, in this very moment. Well, I want you guys to have a happy Saturday. Enjoy your Saturday. Enjoy this rain. It's a good time to read a book or just sit there and watch the rain fall. But just know when you're watching the rain fall, those raindrops are the tears that you once had. Cry it out, get it out, shout it out, scream it out. Do whatever it takes. But just know that those raindrops are part of nature, naturality, cycle. But your tears don't have to be. Bring back joy into your lives. Look in that mirror and say, I need my life to be exactly what I always needed it to be. All right, guys, I'm going to go finish watching the rainfall. We're getting close to my favorite season. Favorite season. I love, 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 love. Fall, autumn, whatever you want to call it. It's my favorite. All-time favorite. Always has been. So I'm going to go watch the rainfall. Look at my plants because I know they're soaking it up. I love plants, outdoor plants. And I'm going to sit on my back porch and watch the rain fall. I'm going to go out here and sip on a cup of coffee and enjoy my Saturday. And I want you guys to enjoy your Saturday too. Until next time, sincerely, I am.